Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I'm Kate Romero, your host this evening and every Tuesday evening from 6 to 7. And I'd like to give a big shout-out and thank you to Seth and Don Newsom over at BBS Radio for their wonderful work over there and for giving us this great platform to raise consciousness through media. We have as our guest this evening a real treat. We have Hale Dwoskin of the Sedona Method and also one of the stars of The Secret. And we are going to have an incredible 55 minutes having a conversation with this vivacious, energetic, charismatic person who has an incredible, impeccable message that I was just sharing with Hale. I have used in my own life, and having been a single parent, it actually helped me raise my son to be the incredible young man that he is today. And I'm going to read for you a little bit about Hale before I bring him on. Hale Dwoskin is the author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Sedona Method, Your Keys to Lasting Happiness, Success, Peace, and Emotional Well-Being, and an international speaker who has for over 30 years taught hundreds of thousands of people around the globe to attract what they want into their lives by letting go of conflicting thoughts and feelings. He is the author, co-founder of Sedona Training Associates, an educational training organization founded in 1996 to promote and carry on the legacy of the revolutionary discoveries of his mentor, former friend, physicist, and engineer Lester Levinson, who is quite a remarkable fellow. And this work is based on Lester's concepts. And I just wanted to say, too, that unfortunately, what most people are doing when they try to think positively is to simply suppress the negative feelings that they're having, that we're having. And when we suppress these thoughts and feelings and push them down, you know, out of the way or back down into our subconscious, they just simply stay there in the background and fester and make a lot of noise, and thereby sabotaging our attempts, of course, to feel the way that we would like to feel and to create, you know, what we choose in our lives. And this makes our minds and bodies even more uncomfortable and overburdened. And to press down these negative feelings rather than let them go is like putting icing on a mud pie. And with that said, without further ado, I'm going to bring on our wonderful guest this evening, Hale Dwoskin. Hello, Hale.
Thank you for the lovely introduction.
You're quite welcome. And thanks for making time to be with us this evening. I know you're going to everybody's going to feel the vibration come this weekend for what's going on this weekend. Why don't you tell our listeners what you'll be doing this weekend in Los Angeles?
Well, myself, Jack Canfield, Lisa Nichols, Bill Harris, and a couple other people from the movie The Secret mm-hmm. are going to be revealing some of the secrets behind The Secret on how to really live what's in the movie as opposed to just watch it a lot. I know
right.
a lot of people who've watched it hundreds of times, but their life hasn't changed yet, and they're wondering why. And mm-hmm. the main difference is you must get into action. You can't just sit there and try to think positively. And in my experience, too, unless you're actually letting go of the negative, unless you're actually letting go of the thoughts and feelings and beliefs that are holding you back, you just simply continue to create more of the same. Because we're having 50 or 60,000 thoughts a day, so the possibility of actually controlling each and every one of them is honestly a hopeless task.
Mm-hmm.
And when you try to control your thoughts, you just add more thoughts, so your mind actually gets noisier. But in my experience, if you're willing to let go using the Sedona Method, what you find is that the mind quiets, and the thoughts that are left become more and more positive until, without effort, you're naturally thinking more positively and attracting more positive things to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not basing this just on theory. As you mentioned, I've been doing this over 30 years, and several hundred thousand people around the world have also produced the same results.
Right,
And it's something that's really easy to do once you learn how.
And that's the trick, is learning how. And I would just like to, if you don't mind, tell our listeners where they can find you all this weekend, and that would be at the Sheraton Gateway at 6101 West Century Boulevard, Los Angeles. And the zip code over there is 90045. And I understand that if you buy one ticket this weekend, you get one free, so you can take your spouse or your friend or your mother or your sister, your brother, your kids, anybody
right.
you choose. And I'm going to give you a website now for going there and finding out all the information that you would need to get your show up this weekend. It's www.discoverthetruthaboutthesecret.com. Just the way it sounds, all spelled out, no spaces. DiscovertheTruthAboutTheSecret.com. An elemental T.
URL.
Oh, my God. So if you go there, you can find out all about this exciting weekend coming up, and I recommend anybody within earshot in Los Angeles to definitely go check this out, because it's going to explain all about how to get the action out of attraction. And really, attraction has its last six letters are action. So it's right there in the word attraction is the recipe for attracting what you want. So if you would also write down or go to, depending on where you're at on your computer right now, www.sedona.com, that is Hale's website, and you'll find all kinds of interesting, wonderful wisdom there and ways to further your own opening and blossoming into the law of attraction and incorporating the secret behind the secret into your life, because there is a secret behind the secret, and I bet Hale's going to tell us what that is. Right?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Well, as I've already started talking about, if you're willing to not just put out to the world what you want, but also let go of what you don't want inside of you, what you put out naturally becomes more positive. And letting go is natural. Children do this naturally. If you've ever been around a young child and you watch them fall down and then look around to see if they need to be upset, you've seen releasing in action, because they don't catch anyone's eye, no upset. Catch someone's eye, they instantly create an upset. But as soon as they've gotten the attention they're looking for, they drop it. But we as adults forget that we have this natural ability to let go. So what happens with the Sedona method is you get re-in touch with this natural ability in a way that you can then use it on your own whenever you need to. So if you're trying to manifest a better relationship, you let go of the excess baggage you have about your past relationships. You let go of all the negative thoughts and beliefs you have about past relationships. And then it's much easier to imagine or be open to the possibility that you could experience something new. So you're wanting to make more money. One of the things that stops us is feelings of not deserving it, or fear of success and failure and all the thoughts and beliefs we have to the contrary of having more money. Again, simply putting a happy face on top doesn't work. But if you let go of all that excess baggage, you naturally attract money to you. Say you're wanting to have greater health and well-being. Same thing is true. In fact, medical science now believes that a large percentage of all illness is either caused by or aggravated by our suppression, our unwanted thoughts, feelings, and emotions, the things that we're not dealing with. You start dealing with that, your body naturally becomes more healthy, and you also attract the things that will support you most in your health. And this is something that I'd like to actually start teaching right now.
Excellent. Let's go.
Right. So for those of you, actually, this is all via computer, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so everyone's not in a car.
No, no.
I have to be careful. When I speak on the radio, I always have to give the caveat, please don't do this if you're driving.
Right.
But if you're sitting in your home, this is easy. Pick up some object, something, a pen, a pencil, a key,
a coin.
And for the sake of this analogy, this pencil or pen or whatever you're holding in your hand represents the thoughts and feelings and beliefs that are holding you back from attracting to you whatever you desire. And your hand represents your gut or your awareness. Now take the object and grip it really tightly with your hand.
Okay.
Now, if you did this long enough, it would start to feel really uncomfortable and really familiar, because this is what we're doing all the time with our emotions. Now, by the way, that's enough gripping.
Okay.
Now, roll the object around in your hand.
Okay.
Now, is this object attached to your hand?
No, it is not.
Obviously not. But if you think about our relationship to our emotions and our negative beliefs about ourselves, we actually think we are that. We don't usually say, I failed. We say, I'm a failure.
Mm-hmm.
We don't usually say, I feel angry. We say, I am angry.
Mm-hmm.
We don't usually say, I feel sad. We say, I am sad.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that.
Mm-hmm.
We forget that every emotion and every belief we have about ourselves are as attached to us as this object is attached to your hand. Now close your hand lightly around the object,
mm-hmm.
turn it upside down, and then just let it go. That's what I mean when I say let go. And it really can be that easy.
Wow. Go figure. That really hurt, squeezing that in my hand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I have fingernails. And
you're digging your fingernails into your paw.
Well, but the thing is that it's a metaphor.
Yes, it is. It really is.
Because when you hang on to anything, it hurts.
It does.
Yes.
And we forget that. We think the problem is we haven't held on long enough or strong enough. But the truth is, life is a flow. Life is always changing. And what we try to do when we hold on is we try to stop the flow, and the river just runs us over. But when you let go, you're carried by the river, and the river is supporting you with universal energy to have, be, or do whatever you choose.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a series of very simple questions that are not the whole Sedona method, but they're enough so that you can start getting benefit from it right away. And the
mm-hmm.
first question is, could you let it go?
Yes.
And could you just means, can you? And if you successfully dropped this object a moment ago, then I know you can.
Mm-hmm.
The next question is, would you let it go? Would you just means, are you willing to?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're ever not sure, you can ask yourself, would I rather hold on to this suffering, or I'd rather hold this thing away from me that I'm wanting to manifest, or would I rather be free and have, be, or do whatever I choose? And the last question is, when? And when is an invitation to decide to do it now? So what we'll do together is we'll do a little releasing, and I'll show you how to begin.
Okay.
So allow yourself, and let's do this silently so that everyone can release along at the same time, but I don't want to put you on the spot either.
Well, that's fine.
I think it would be great for everybody to just join us.
Great.
This. So everybody, think of something in your life where you're either wanting to manifest something, attract something to you, or you're struggling with something and you're wanting to get rid of it. You're having some issue that you have some emotional charge to or some negative belief about yourself. And in this moment, could you just simply welcome however you feel about it as best you can? And then in this moment, could you let it go? Just could you? Would you? When? Okay, now let's do this a couple more times. But one thing I do want to point out is when you're doing this with yourself, do not censor the answer. Yes or no are both appropriate answers, and you still often will get a huge relief inside or a release inside if you simply are honest and even say no. So again, allow yourself to welcome however you feel about the situation. Let it be here as best you can. And then as best you can, just for now, could you let that feeling go? Just could you? Would you? When? And take one more look inside and just allow yourself to welcome however you feel about that particular situation. Just let it be here as best you can. And then as best you can, just for now, could you let it go? Just could you? Would you? When? Okay, now if you're doing this on your own, you could continue asking the same question as long as you needed to get the relief that you're looking for. And you could do it either in the third person like we just did, or you could do it in the first person. In other words, you could say, could I let it go? Would I? And when? Let me just give you an idea of how powerful this simple beginning steps of the Sedona method are. A woman learned just these steps, didn't learn the whole process a few years ago, and then came to a seminar I was doing. And she had been elected the president of the PTA, and Somehow she forgot that that meant she was going to have to occasionally speak to all the parents of the school, and it wasn't a small school. So she was literally having a panic attack about speaking that night. And she remembered that she had just learned these simple questions that we just went over together, and she used them with herself for just about 10 minutes. And at the beginning of the 10 minutes, she was literally having a panic attack with all the symptoms. At the end of the 10 minutes, she felt fine. In fact, she was excited about the talk that night. Now, this talk was the first public talk she'd given in 15 years because she had such a lifelong fear of public speaking, and she always hated it when she did it. Mm-hmm. That night, she had gave the first public talk in a life without fear and the first one that she ever enjoyed. And since then, she's never had an issue again about public speaking. So I wouldn't discount the simplicity of these beginning steps of the Sedona Method.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it literally produce very miraculous results. And if you just do this one piece from everything we talk about tonight, your life will already start to change just from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, Hale, as I was going through the process silently, you know, with the rest of the listeners, I found, you know, we all have our stuff. You know, life comes at you like a million miles an hour, and the world is largely insane. And if you doubt that, pick up a history book and read it.
Or just watch the news.
Or that, too, which I try not to do. But, you know, you have stuff, and this stuff is there. So as I was silently doing that along with the listeners, as you were so wonderfully walking us through it, I felt emotion coming up. I felt resistance coming up. I felt like I wanted to say, could you let it go? And I'm like, no. And I just basically want to say, hell no. No, I don't want to let that go. And then I went, okay, now how is that serving me? And I'm going through all these little thoughts. And then you took us through again and then again and again until finally the charge was completely let out of that issue. You know, and it could be just a small issue, but behind every small issue is something that triggered it.
Right.
And that's what you really want to get at, is the germ of the issue, correct?
Right. And that's the beauty of the Sedona Method, is that because it's working at such a basic level, it shows you how to dissolve not just the issue of the moment, but whatever issue you're working on. And I'll give you another example. A woman learned our audio program before we expanded it. We recently expanded our audio program to 20 CDs, but the original audio program was just 10. The reason we expanded is we actually combined four courses into one. One, the basic program, which we're just starting to taste a little bit of, a course called Effortless Wealth and Success, a course called Effortless Relationships, and a course called Effortless Health and Well-Being.
Mm-hmm.
We combined them all into a 20 CD audio program.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when a few years ago it was just 10 CDs, and she got this program, and when she got the program, she had been seriously depressed since she was a teenager. She had been on psychotropic drugs for decades. And that was just some of what she was dealing with. After just a few months of using the Sedona Method, with her doctor's help, she got off the medication. And because when you use the Sedona Method, it works at such a basic level, it doesn't just deal with the issue of the moment. At the same time, she addressed her addiction to ice cream. So she no longer felt like she had to eat pints of ice cream at a time. And she lost, over that couple of months, she lost enough weight to go down two dress sizes.
Hmm.
And she had a very strange relationship with her teenage son for a couple of years. And in that 2 months, the relationship straightened out. And they were finally talking again. So the interesting thing about the Sedona Method, because we all are at the core the same, and we have the same type of issues that get in our way, when you let go at this core level, what happens is you don't have to sacrifice in order to grow. You actually see positive results in all areas of your life, no matter what you're addressing.
Hmm. Well, I think that there is nothing too small and nothing too big that this can instantly resolve. I mean, if you just do the steps that you walked us through enough times until you reduce the emotional charge, then it no longer has a hold on you. Now, I want to ask you, Hale, if it's okay with you to just digress slightly.
Oh, sure. Go wherever you want.
Wonderful. Thank you. Tell me about the suppression expression cycle, would you? Would you our listeners about that?
Sure. We're always having emotion, even those of us who think we're totally right-brained and only think and never feel and aren't in touch with our feelings. My experience is just that we're not really tuned into our feelings, but we're having emotional reaction to everything all the time. But what we're usually doing with our emotion is when an emotion comes up into awareness. And a lot of this is done, by the way, completely automatically. We don't think about it. It's just happening because we've been doing it so long. When an emotion comes up into awareness that we don't want to have, we push it back down. We suppress it. Or we take our attention off it long enough and distract ourselves enough. So with a little effort and a little patience, it disappears because it's gone underground again.
Mm-hmm.
And so we either express it or we escape it. And then on the other, that's one end of the spectrum. And that's, by the way, what causes ulcers and migraines and allergies and a whole host of physical and emotional torment in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
On the other end, is something that can be a lot more positive, which is expression. Now, expression in therapy is very useful. You can't have therapy without it. And
mm-hmm.
if you don't express how you feel in relationships, you're not really having a relationship.
Right.
But unfortunately, when you express, you don't always also let go. Sometimes you do, but often you don't. And we often express at the person who can't do anything about it, or, you know, if we're angry at one person, we'll take it out on everybody else, and we may not even tell the person who we need to express to resolve the situation. So expression, although it's much more healthy than suppression, isn't the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But the balancing point between these two is what we call releasing, or the Sedona method. So what happens is, as the emotion comes up, you simply open inside. Instead of trying to dump it on somebody else or push it back down, you just let it be there. You welcome it. You allow it. You open to it. And because you're open, the river just flows, and the energy just flows through instead of getting caught in your body-mind. And because of that, it also frees up the flow of universal energy so that you can channel that into your worthy goals and intentions and attract you where you desire.
Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds so simple, and it is. And it is. And I've been practicing this, you know, it's like, it's a daily thing. You have to regenerate this thinking over and over and over and over, moment by moment. Don't you agree?
Yes, again, what you need to do is get reacquainted with that natural ability to let go.
Yes.
It's not really so much about the thinking. Often the thinking, in fact, gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about feeling into what's possible. It's about opening your heart, not just your mind, to a total... a different way of showing up in life that's more relaxed, more open, more at ease. By the way, for those that I know, I'm speaking to an audience mostly that's in a very high-pressured situation because you live in the greater L.A. area, a lot of you. And
yeah.
I have to tell you that I learned the Sedona method in Manhattan.
Hmm.
And Manhattan is just as high-pressured as L.A. In some ways, it's more high-pressured.
Right.
And some of my first experiences of peace were on the streets of Manhattan, sometimes late at night in dangerous areas or in the middle of traffic or dealing, I was a commercial real estate broker when I lived back east, and I was dealing with multi-million-dollar deals where back east we didn't have something called escrow, which you have back out here west.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'd be renegotiating the deal at the closing. And as a broker, often any kind of salesman knows that it's, you'd have to know when to speak up and when to not speak up. And it's usually difficult to tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
We oversell or we talk when we shouldn't,
mm-hmm.
instead of just listen. So as I was letting go, I was able to be quiet when it was appropriate and also stand up for what was right when appropriate, and I knew the difference. And I was able to just keep letting go in the middle of the transaction so that it closed much more readily and easily.
Wow.
And I also sold for a while residential real estate. And when I was selling residential real estate, I had an amazingly high closing ratio of people making deals because I was very different. I didn't try to force anybody to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just simply tried to show people property that was appropriate for them and then tried to negotiate a deal that was fair for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I was easy to talk to, easy to get along with, because I wasn't just trying to cram down anything down anybody's throat. And because of that, when I first started selling residential real estate, it was in a down market selling co-ops in Manhattan. And Everyone in the office told me that it was impossible, you'd never be able to do it, on and on and on. And rather than buy into that mass consciousness and attract to me the same thing they were attracting,
mm-hmm.
I just let go, and I started in September, and by early November, I had 7 deals in contract.
Oh, my gosh.
In a down market.
Right.
Where everybody else was sitting on their butt moping about, complaining about how terrible the market was.
Right, right. And you were not approaching it with a predatory demeanor. You were approaching it as a let go, as you're simply letting people know what is available, and you listened to them and their needs, and you gave to them what they needed.
Exactly.
Which made it, all you did was just show them what they wanted, and it became easy because you let go of an outcome, you let
right.
go of attaching an outcome,
right.
and there was no pressure. And, you know, whenever I, you know, being a consumer myself, whenever anyone approaches me in that way, I respond in kind. I respond as, wow, I don't want to shop anywhere else except right here with this person.
Right, exactly.
And that's what you have when you find a really great doctor, a great chiropractor, a great mechanic, especially mechanic, you know, and
or contractor.
Or anything, yes, all those things. And you really stick with those people, and loyalty is very, very key and important,
right.
And you try to keep those people healthy so they never die.
Right.
So that's a beautiful thing, and I can see very, very clearly, I don't know if you know this, but I am a progressive talent manager with a focus on consciousness.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'm probably the only one on the planet, and I will not be the last if I have something to say about it, and
that's
I
good.
Do. So I represent wonderful, wonderful humans who happen to be very gifted and talented actors, and I can see how this will really, really help them in their audition process by letting go of the outcome, by walking in that room and go, I'm here to provide a service for you. I'm here to help you find the right person so you can go home and play with your kids.
Right. And actually, there's several ways that the people in the acting profession are helped by this, not just the stress of prepping for a role or prepping for an audition,
mm-hmm.
but often as an actor or an actress, there's actually a large percent of actors and actresses who are attracted to this work because often as an actor or an actress, we don't let ourselves fully go into the role because in order to do that, we need to access emotion. You can't be a real actor or actress everybody likes to be called actor, so I'll call everybody actors.
Very good. Good point.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, but you can't play the role effectively unless you're willing to fully feel the emotion. But because we have so much suppressed content, we often avoid our emotions, so we can't really be real in the part. But if you're willing to let go, then it's much easier to be real in the part. And we've had people have amazing success with improving their acting ability because they can simply let go. They can play the part full tilt. They can access whatever energy they need to play the role. And then they know for sure that when they're done, they can let it go. They don't have to live it the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
They only need to live it when they're actually on stage or on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a huge difference in an actor or an actress's life. And you can also, the quality of work that the actor can produce is greatly enhanced from that.
Yeah, and what I'm getting also in what you're saying too, Hale, is when you let go, you access your authenticity. And when you're being authentic, you have no fear.
Right, right.
So it's like you're being your most pure, you're channeling source, if I may.
Right. But the other thing is, though, what if you need to play fear in a role? That's what I'm also saying.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a block. You don't really like the feeling of fear or anger. You don't feel comfortable with your anger.
Mm-hmm.
And playing an angry role and being authentic is really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But what everyone finds as they use the Sedona method is that they can be more authentic with all emotion because they know that when they express it, they can still let it go. So I just want to add a little to that. This is not a substitute for the expression that's, for instance, in healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes even in business relationships, you need to raise your voice. Otherwise, someone's not going to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let go, what happens is the before picture is your emotions take over and they run you, and then you say and do things you later regret. But the after picture is you can use emotions to communicate and even more effectively, but you're not trapped by them. They're not running the show. You are. And that makes a huge difference. In both in your communication ability, but also in your quality of life.
Right, and also these days with the new consciousness coming, and you know, there's a momentum that cannot be stopped, thank goodness, and The Secret was a large contribution to that. I'm seeing that emotions are now getting a lot more credibility than they used to from all kinds of business and corporations and everything. And we're seeing that feelings and emotions really are valid and viable in business. And even doctors, PhDs, people who you would, you know, they would be afraid they'd be burned at the stake even in 2007 if they ever expressed any intuitive kind of a healing hint of that to a patient. But now we have Dr. Orloff, who's bringing her intuitive empathic abilities to her own medical practice, and it's now becoming more and more commonplace to have this. So I can see how the Sedona method could be even more in demand right now, because without this kind of tool, these kind of tools, this kind of technology, if you will, it's very, very difficult to keep up with what's going on, and there's a vibration going on in the world and a frequency that keeps getting higher and higher and higher, and if you're not caught up to that, you're going to be left in the dust.
Right. Well, actually, what's happening is an acceleration. So
yes,
the people, those of us who are fortunate enough to be able to open to this new energy that's coming on the planet,
mm-hmm.
are expanding and letting go in many ways, not just through the Sedona method, but those of us who are closed to that are contracting faster.
Yes.
That's why the world is in such turmoil. And unfortunately, the vast majority of people are still in the contraction mode.
Mm.
And so, but what people who learn the Sedona method, no matter, even if they're highly contracted, I mean, like even just some of the people I mentioned, like someone who've been depressed for decades, that's a relatively high state of contraction.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also worked with people who are returning from war or have had serious childhood abuse. And even those people have been able to turn around from contraction to expansion.
Okay, great point. And you just completely picked that right out of my brain. Post-traumatic stress,
yeah.
Hale. Let's talk about that, because
sure.
we all have it. Anybody who's witnessed the human atrocity, and which we all have when we watch the news, like you said before, we're victims of that. We're veterans of that. Right. How can we manage post-traumatic stress by using the Sedona method?
Well, again, one of the ways to do it is to simply acknowledge the feeling, welcome it,
mm-hmm.
and then do your best to just let it go using the question that I already said. Because if you're willing to start to let go, and again, at first it's a little counterintuitive, because again, when we're feeling stressful, it's a contraction, and so when we're contracted, the last thing we think of doing is letting go.
Yeah.
But the wonderful thing about the Sedona method, it produces the same kind of results as in sometimes minutes as it would take hours or days of meditation, because you're letting go at this deep level. So you're letting go of the core issues and energies that are causing contraction, causing the noise in your mind, causing you to need to do things like meditation or yoga, which I think are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I've heard reported universally is that the sense of well-being you get, often just in certain parts of your body, often if you're meditating, for instance, it will be in your head, is body-wide when you release, and it goes much deeper. So what I found is sometimes in just weeks of releasing, the physiological, emotional, spiritual, and just practical changes that happen in life are the equivalent of years of releasing. I mean, and equivalent of years of meditation. And again, and people who combine releasing with meditation find that their meditations get incredibly deep, incredibly fast. And they can, if they're interested in meditation, they can meditate for much longer periods of time without being disturbed.
Mm. Wow. I'm just thinking of the potential of this. And if you wouldn't mind just talking a little bit about, for our listeners, about how to break those nasty habits, whatever those nasty habits
sure.
are.
Well, actually, there's several things that help with habits. First off, all habits, including all addiction, are coping mechanisms for feelings that you have not dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't dealt with a particular, or there are ways we medicate ourselves through the emotional content. So, for instance, some people are angry eaters, some people are fearful eaters, some people are depressed or bored eaters,
mm-hmm.
And using food as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And So if you release the emotion that's motivating you to overeat, I've seen people literally have pounds drop away rapidly. And there's also a very simple thing you can do with yourself. Now, by the way, I don't recommend doing this with controlled substances, so things like alcohol.
Okay.
But there's a simple thing you can... I'm not saying can't release doing that. In fact, mm-hmm. it's also highly complementary to the 12-step program.
Uh-huh.
But this technique I'm about to tell you only works on things that are less detrimental for you to actually follow through and do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like nail biting.
Right, like nail biting or, mm-hmm. or eating or things like
nervous
that.
Nervous tics, yeah.
Even smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people quit in a week just doing this, and I've seen people lose 5-10 pounds in a week just doing this. And what it is, there's something that you're about to do that you know you shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than trying to force yourself to stop, which causes just this push-pull inside and often causes you to simply do it more, especially if you, and when you do it, you feel guilty because you shouldn't do it, and then the punishment is to do it even more.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing to do instead is make a pact with yourself that you'll do the process, you let go, you use the Sedona method as best you can, and then if you still have a desire to follow through and have the cake or the cigarette or whatever it is, that you let yourself have it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an example. There was an actress, actually. I'm not going to say her name because she probably wouldn't like that.
Probably.
But she had been trying to lose weight for, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she was only about 20 pounds overweight. She was actually still stunning. But mm-hmm. to her, it wasn't perfect for the kind of role she wanted. And she had she was an exercise fiend. And she was doing so much running, she'd actually run her knees off. She couldn't run anymore, so she had to find other ways to exercise. And she couldn't take those extra 20 pounds off, no matter what she tried.
Mm.
And so she made this pact with herself. And anytime she wanted to eat something, she just released first, until including the desire to eat it. And what she found is, first of all, she didn't feel like she was sacrificing. She wasn't giving anything up. She wasn't trying to diet. And in just a week, she lost 5 pounds.
Mm.
And in 6 months, she lost the other 15, and that was 20 years ago, and she hasn't put it back on.
Wonderful.
And
fantastic.
All she did is she just made this pact with herself that she would release the emotion that was causing her to reach for the food first, and then if she still wanted it, she'd let herself have it. In fact, the other problem when we're fighting with food is that we don't enjoy the food we have, so we tend to eat more of it because we're not letting ourselves enjoy it because we shouldn't be eating it.
Right.
But if you release that disapproval you have for yourself and that shooting on yourself where you're telling
mm-hmm.
you should do this, you shouldn't do that, and all
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff, if you let that go, then you naturally gravitate towards that which is most healthy for you.
Yeah, and I know there are, unfortunately, there's still a lot of people who are addicted to nicotine in this world. And what would you say to our listeners who are still battling with smoking and letting go of extra pounds, who would rather have a cigarette than eat that food, would rather hurt themselves in their lungs than to have that extra pounds on
right.
their body?
Well, again, all I can tell you is that literally thousands of people are in that same position or were in that position. They came to the method. They simply use the tools that we teach. And the satisfaction that we try to get from food or cigarettes is temporary and often it's not even there.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens, the other thing that's self-reinforcing about releasing or using the Sedona method is that when you use the Sedona method, you immediately feel better. So another technique is if there's a particular feeling you think you're going to get from something else, you simply let go and give it to yourself directly without the intermediary.
Without the substance. What a great idea.
And that's another thing that people have done very successfully with the Sedona method.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, before I forget, on our website, Sedona.com,
mm-hmm.
we're giving away a free DVD and CD and MP3. And we also have a couple of newsletters, all of which are free.
Wonderful.
So if people just go to Sedona.com, by the way, it's spelled just like the city, Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see all the information. There's also a lot of free information about how you can start benefiting from the Sedona method right now.
Well, you know, Hale, I'm, you know, being a talent manager, and I was an actress for 15 years, and I was a talent agent, and, you know, been a manager forever. Love it, love it, love it. And what I love most about it is I get to mentor people.
Right.
And the way my dreams come true is helping their dreams come true.
Right,
as corny as that sounds, that's the truth.
Right. Well, but in your position, it is.
I love it. And what I'm seeing here and hearing here, because a lot of people study, actors study the method, you know.
Right.
We have, you know, method acting.
Right.
So my mind is already going to work on the Sedona method acting.
Right.
What if you were to put together an acting program?
Well, actually, there have been requests for that.
Yeah,
so
I'm requesting
point,
that.
At some point, I'd be happy to come to L.A. and do a seminar just for actors.
Well, let's collaborate. I would absolutely love, love, love that. And
all right, great.
Yeah, because that's what Spiritual Hollywood is all about. I am using Hollywood to raise consciousness in the world, starting with the clients I represent.
That's great.
And, you know, what a wonderful, marvelous thing that would be is to do a seminar. I want to call it Elevate Hollywood and have yourself and many others who are out there doing the kinds of things you're doing, like Jack Canfield, for instance.
Oh,
I want his message out to Hollywood, like pronto, like
right.
yours.
Right, right.
You know, and hopefully I'll get to say hi to him this weekend.
Yes, he's talking on Saturday, but he should still be there Sunday morning.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that I get to say hello to him, because he's one that I've been trying to track down and get on my show for 8 months.
Oh.
And it's like I just...
You know, Jack and I, you know, the secret thing exploded everyone's business who's in it.
Oh, yes.
And Jack is much more visible in the movie than I am, so this has been the busiest year of his life.
Yes.
And, you know, Jack and I used to speak like once a month just as buddies, because we had such a good time together.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been able to do that. I think we did it once the whole year.
Wow.
He's been so busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he used to, if I, you know, he gets hundreds of emails a day, but if I sent him an email, I'd hear back from him within a day or two. You know, I have emails now that have been unanswered for months, so don't feel bad when you haven't been able to get in touch with him.
Oh, no, and he actually emailed me personally and told me to contact Veronica Romero and set it up and whole thing. So there's actually been forward movement on
that's
that,
great.
But he's 3 months out before you can get him on anything.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, but that's wonderful.
Yes.
And, you know, I was telling John Steller, your publicist, and my very good friend, I said, you, what if you were to open a department for success management? Because when your career takes off and it explodes like that, you really need a department that can help manage that success.
Right.
And, you know, and that's what I want to have in my company is success management, because
right.
everybody is so successful and it's happening so quickly that I'm the go-to person for that.
Right, that's great.
Because, you know, success is natural. And when,
it's true, it's totally natural.
It is natural, and not succeeding is not natural.
Right.
And, you know, and if anybody ever thinks they're a failure, they are completely misconstrued that term, because nobody's a failure ever, in my opinion. I believe that anybody who is not hitting their mark has succeeded at not hitting their mark.
Right.
Therefore, they are successful being a failure.
Unfortunately, too many of us are successful at being failure.
But
again,
you were turning that around.
Yes, but again, in my experience, it really doesn't matter your past history. A lot of people tell you, hey, if you've always been this way, you're always going to be that way.
Nah.
And I've literally seen people turn their lives around by following the principles in the Secret, but also by combining them with the Sedona Method. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's why over a third of the teachers, including Jack, who's a good friend, the teachers in the movie The Secret use the Sedona Method.
Of course.
Because it's such a powerful tool, and it helps people so much.
Right, right. And Lester Levinson, it literally saved his life and gave him 42 more happy years, did it not?
Yes, it did. Well, that's actually a very interesting story. Lester Levinson was sent home basically to die by his doctors after having a second coronary in 1952.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually quite successful, and it was in a what he thought was a great relationship. In fact, there were actually two women who had proposed marriage to him, and he just didn't say yes. He was a very successful entrepreneur. He was living on Central Park South, overlooking the park, in a penthouse apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a physical and emotional basket case. In addition to having heart disease, he had liver disease, so he was jaundiced several times a year. He had migraine headaches. He had diverticulitis. He had bleeding ulcers, on and on and on. And he had 4 years of psychoanalysis with an associate of Freud who said, Lester, I'm sorry, some people can't be helped.
Oh, my gosh.
So he wasn't in great shape.
Yeah.
But the second coronary was a wake-up call, and he went home basically to his penthouse apartment to straighten his affairs and prepare to die.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't something inside of him said, don't give up. Look for at least the answers of how you got yourself into this mess. There's probably nothing you can do about it, but so what? And in the process of self-inquiry, of examining what was really true for him, he discovered that we all have no limits whatsoever except the ones that we hold in mind. And he discovered that at our core, there is this presence of awareness or beingness or whatever you want to call it that's already whole, complete, and perfect as it is. And it's what's seeing through those eyes and hearing through those ears and feeling through that body and taking care of everything except we don't pay attention to it. We pay attention to the drama on the surface. And he realized that we could let that go. We could let go of that drama on the surface so we could live as that presence that we are. And over a three-month period, he just worked on himself intensively, and he entered it. Once he really discovered the truth of who he was, he spent the next 40 years of his life in unbroken awareness of the peaceful presence or beingness that he was, no matter what was going on around him. And he dedicated his life to service, to helping others discover what he had discovered. And I met him back in 1976, and I was blown away by who he was. And when I took the course, the course was not even over before I knew that this is what I was going to dedicate my life to. And that was November 1976. So I'm coming up on my 31-year anniversary of doing this work.
Fantastic.
And I'm still going strong.
Fantastic. Better all the time. Are you kidding? Still going strong? Ain't seen nothing yet from you. I'm sure of it. So, wow, what an incredible story. Well, see, what I always get is every challenge is an opportunity, regardless of the package it comes in.
That's true.
And what Lester was experiencing was, you know, life threw at him, obviously, everything it could possibly throw at him with a cherry on top. Okay, and what he did with that was nothing short of miraculous and amazing. And what he did was he tapped into his natural state of well-being,
right,
and he gave his body permission to heal,
right,
by letting go of all of that stuff.
Right, exactly.
And that's what any person can do, and you can start from right now and right now some more. There's nowhere to get. You can start right now, correct?
Right.
It's that simple.
It really is that simple. And also, there's a lot of talk these days, and there has been for decades, actually, about being here now and getting into the now.
Right.
And in my experience, that's kind of a joke. Because if you try to get out of the now right now, go ahead and try and do it. You can get out of the now.
Oh, I don't know.
You can think about the past or future, but those are thoughts happening now.
Mm-hmm.
So what you are, all life, happens now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing, there's the attempts to come get yourself into the now are simply distracting yourself from the livingness that's already happening right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the beauty of the Sedona Method is it shows you how to reveal this to yourself and how to live from this place of presence awareness in the moment in a live, open, exuberant way,
mm-hmm,
so that you can really start to create or attract exactly what you want in life. And at the same time, you know that life isn't exactly, you know, in the movie they talk about, the movie The Secret, they talk about life is kind of like your department store. You kind of place an order, and in my experience, it's not quite like that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, and unfortunately, if it is, we're so much of our thought and feeling is subconscious that we're offering, ordering a lot of things that we really don't want.
Yes.
So what happens is when you let go, you stop ordering all the negative stuff,
mm-hmm,
and it gets easier and easier to place orders for the positive. But also, no matter what life brings you, because life has surprises,
mm-hmm,
some of them pleasant, some of them unpleasant, no matter what life brings you, you can still bounce back and have, be, and do whatever you choose and not be run over by life.
Mm-hmm.
You allow the energy that we call life to carry you to your worthy goals and through life. And it's really a much more rewarding, fun, and satisfying way to live life, not being the victim of it.
Right, right. And if I could give another analogy of what I think I heard you just say, is if as you're going down the river of life, with your oars in your hand and you're trying to paddle upstream against the current, if you just let go of the oars and trust that you will go in the direction you're meant to go, while keeping focused on your intention, of course, and putting action in attraction, you will then reach your purpose, you will then be living your purpose. You will then be letting go and just allowing things to show up in their natural way that they will. And one thing that I love to say is that a lot of people have the concept, and I know you know this, Hale, is that, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, I'm a firm believer that you'll see it when you believe it. And that's what's true. And especially in the entertainment industry, which is all about illusion in the first place, why not make it up in your head of what you want? Why not create it the way you want it? Because life is an illusion anyway. You might as well make it the way you want it, because you absolutely can have, do, and be anything that you choose at any moment that you choose. It's just a lot of people don't know they have permission.
Right. And the good news is you don't need permission.
Right, but they do. But a lot of people think they do because we've been programmed to think we do.
We live in a society that tells us that without somebody's permission, we can't have what we want.
Thank you.
And we also have to deserve it. And
yes.
neither is true.
Exactly.
Deserving is a concept that was made up by certain people wanting to control others.
Absolutely. We have divine right.
Well, it's even more than that. It's that it's not about right. It's just about what's true.
Mm-hmm.
And what's true is the universe is not separate from what we are. It's it's all one. It's all just, there's not a you over there in the universe somewhere else. It's an impossibility, because
right.
the universe is infinite, so it includes you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is, as you let go, you discover the harmony that's already right here. You discover that you don't need to paddle upstream. You don't throw the paddles out because they're still good for steering.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot easier to let the stream carry you to where you want to go than to fight the stream.
Mm-hmm.
And also, one of the things you'll notice as you let go is your life will be a lot more intuitively driven. Most of us know that intuition is a good tool, but unfortunately, even those of us who are most intuitive can't always tell the difference between intuition and simply a reaction, because they feel the same.
Mm.
They often feel the same. And so with the Sedona method, what you do is you use those simple questions, or some of the more advanced things that we teach in our audio programs and in our seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is, if you're getting a message and you're not sure whether it's a reaction or it's intuition, you simply let go. And if it's intuition, it gets quieter and clearer. And if it's simply a reaction, it disappears. So it helps you know the difference between what is being motivated by intuition and what is just simply a reaction.
Right, right. It's an excellent point, and it's very, very necessary for people who, you know, there's a lot of anxiety in the world, and when you're reacting instead of responding, you have that knee-jerk reaction like road rage and the whole thing like that.
Right.
Then you know that you're coming not from your intuition, because, you know, to stick your middle finger up at somebody is really not a good idea if you want to live a long time if people carry guns. So I'm also knowing that and seeing that if you're doing what it is you're intended to be doing and living your purpose, you could do it all day. It lights you up. It gives you vitality. You never get tired. You're excited to go to work or go to play, whatever you want to call it. And when you're not living your purpose, it's drudgery, and it doesn't make you happy. So, you know, whatever that thing is in your heart and your mind that you've always wanted to do, tell somebody. Try it. Take a course. Find time. Make time for you. Because if you're so busy pouring yourself into everybody else's cup without filling up that pitcher that is you first, what have you got to give?
Right.
You have to find something.
That's true. And also, when you're living fully in the moment, what you find is that what you are is all present, all knowingness, and all power, and that's available in this moment for you pursuing that which is best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a thing you have to wait for in the future. It's already here, already now. And all you really need to do if you want to do something is to let go of the beliefs and the thoughts and the feelings that are preventing you from experiencing that directly for yourself.
Okay. Is there a way the Sedona method can help people grow hair? I'd love to know. I think we can do anything that we choose, really.
True, but I've only seen mixed results with that, honestly.
For some reason,
people have a hard time getting in touch with the emotion that's causing them to lose hair.
Yeah,
some people do it successfully, but not everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and,
I think
it's useful to the things, the more obvious things,
right?
Like any kind of relationship issue where you're holding on to excess baggage from the past, or the defeatist attitudes that prevent us from succeeding, and also the stress and tension that causes disease.
Yeah, and money is also a relationship, and the way you treat money and the way you are with money is the way you are with yourself and everyone else, as a metaphor, and that's what I've seen for myself as an abundance coach. And when people see how they treat money, I just say, think about how you are with money. Can you trust it to support you? Okay, think of how you are with relationships. Can you trust them to support you? And oftentimes they're identical. So it's very, very interesting. And we've just now come up on the end of our Spiritual Hollywood Hour, Hale. This went by so fast.
Yes, it was fun.
Wow. So if there's one thing you want to leave our audience with, besides everybody go to www.sedona.com, and also go check out discoverthetruthaboutthesecret.com and get yourself into this seminar this weekend and come and see Hale, make eye contact with this man and raise your vibration. Say whatever is there for you, and
sure.
You've got like 20 seconds. And
sure. Well, simply that you are already whole, complete, and perfect as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And just remember that the limiting thoughts and feelings are just that. They're not you, and they're not the truth, and you can let them go.
Absolutely. Well said. And I just want to leave everybody with just take a deep breath, stand up straight, and love yourselves. And remember, the last six letters in attraction are action. And that's all it takes to get where you need to go. Thank you, Hale, so very much for being my guest. I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. Everybody, go down and see Hale on Sunday morning. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.